This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Pleasantville State Bank, Verduft Agency, Pleasantville Schools, Midtown Tire, Dandy Farms, Cargill of Eddyville, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service, and Key Cooperative. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Manufacturing, Lighton State Bank, American Family Insurance, Starver's Cellular, Don's Heating and Cooling, Proline Building Corporation, Dutch Meadows, and First State Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does 4-H offer our young people? Why do they join? What do they do? How do they benefit? Let's go in depth with Mindy Kephart, County Youth Coordinator for the Iowa State University Extension Office, Knoxville. Mindy, what got you interested in 4-H?
When I was young, I had a lot of friends who had agricultural backgrounds. My best friend grew up on a dairy farm, so they were in 4-H, and so it just kind of, you know, you kind of do what your friends are doing, and so we got involved in 4-H. We never had any livestock, but we did a lot of the Dyer Hudson static projects when I was growing up, so.
And that was around here?
Yeah, it was here in Marion County, so my parents still live in the same house I grew up in, so.
Can you give me a ballpark figure of how many kids are in 4-H in Marion County?
Right now we have about 350 enrolled. About 40 of those are Clover kids, which are kindergarten through third graders. We just kind of rebooted that program this year. Last year we had a few scattered kids that we only had one real Clover kids group. And this year we have three, one in Melcher that has right around 20 kids, and then two in Knoxville, each with right around a dozen.
Takes a lot of parental involvement, doesn't it?
It really, really does. And the parents in Marion County are great, great volunteers. So it makes my job a lot easier.
And so what age groups are in 4-H? Could you break that down? You mentioned Clover Kids.
To be in 4-H, you have to be 4th grade through 12th grade. And a Clover Kid is a kindergartner through 3rd grader. And they do some of the same things that are in 4-H, some of the same things that are important. Working as a team, building leadership, gaining confidence. But competition for kindergarten through 3rd graders isn't appropriate. So a lot of what they do is cooperative learning as opposed to competing against one another.
Do they get any other skills that come out of 4-H? You mentioned leadership, cooperation.
A lot of it is just kind of almost tailored to what the kid wants to learn. So if you're really interested in like veterinary medicine type things, there are lots of different programs and guides for you to learn about that. Or if, you know, you're really, really into raising cattle, you can get involved with, you know, showing cattle and keeping the records and all of that. So if you're really interested in that, that's great. 4-H is kind of taking a turn, you know, making sure that they involve technology. They just started a new group for digital filmmaking. So just kind of whatever you're really wanting to be involved in, 4-H can help you find a way to explore that avenue.
How does that relate to the original 4-H's? And what do the 4-H's stand for?
They stand for head, heart, health, and hands. It all kind of ties together because you want your kids to grow up and be really well-rounded people. And so the health part is not only do you have to think about your physical health, which in 4-H, there's kind of been a push towards that where, you know, getting involved and actually doing things. And 4-H motto, one of them is to learn by doing. And so as opposed to just reading about it or thinking about it or watching it, you're actually out there doing the activities. Hands is, again, you're kind of hands-on. You're doing the activity no matter, you know, whether it be showing cattle or learning how to sew or to cook or to do your digital photography. So it all just kind of ties into being really a well-rounded individual.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, ENT Clinic of Iowa, Knoxville Raceway, Meninga Pest Control, Pleasantville Clinic, Pella Feed Service, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Lely USA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Pella Cooperative Electric, Marion County Fair Association, Central College, Knoxville Hy-Vee, Four Seasons Yard Care, Fred's Muffler Shop, and Sunny Slope Greenhouse.
I continued my conversation about 4-H with Mindy Caphart. Does it allow kids to follow their interests in terms of things around them that intrigue them, that they want to learn more about, and then providing the guidance that they need? Is that what it is?
Absolutely.
Seems very flexible.
It's absolutely what the kid wants to do. There's not one thing that you can really explore and just go that way. Like I said, when I was growing up, I had friends who showed dairy cattle. But my best friend really wasn't into the dairy thing, and she would rather do rabbitry. So through 4-H, she got in touch with a woman who raised rabbits, and so she kind of, you know, nobody in her family knew about rabbits, but that's what she wanted to learn about. So through 4-H, she was able to get in contact with somebody who could help her explore rabbitry. So that was kind of nice.
But if a student, say, had an idea that they wanted to do, let's say, poetry, or they wanted to learn how to make fences, or they wanted to learn, you know, something that there really was no other way for them to learn it. Would you help create programs and opportunities for them?
Absolutely. We have a girl here in Marion County who's really passionate about the environment and recycling. And through 4-H, she was able to start the recycling program out at the county fair, which was something that wasn't out there whatsoever at all before. But through 4-H, she was able to make her contacts and get some more support from other kids and adults to help her start a program like recycling at the county fair. So, but and anything that the kids want to learn, we will explore whatever avenues we need to kind of make that happen for them. We have a little girl in Clover Kids who's really interested in knot tying, which isn't really my thing, but we found some hands-on crafts that we're going to try either this month or next month that involve knot tying, because that's really what she would like to do right now. I'm not really sure why, but it's kind of cute. So we're going to work on knot tying with her.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so you have to be very flexible. I mean, no, you don't have to be. It's that you choose to be with 4-H.
That's right. Yeah.
And letting them pursue their own creative intellectual activities.
Absolutely. What they want to do, that's where we're going to help them.
And at the same time, there's still great ties with 4-H to agriculture.
Absolutely. County fairs, you know, one of the times where you really, really see that tied in together, because you don't see the kids taking care of their horses all year long, or you don't see them, you know, working with their dogs diligently to get them to be able to do the obedience that they're going to have to do at the fair. Or, you know, even sewing and cooking really has those ties to agriculture, especially now with everything pushing to go just a little bit more natural. You can even see that within their cooking and their sewing, just kind of going back to their original ties to agriculture and doing things for oneself.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by Kevin Wadley CPA, Pella Corporation, Ozinga Feeds, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Fast Track Sports, Iowa Realty, and Golf Cars of Iowa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Bank, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, McGriff's Spray Foam, Feaster Seeds District Sales Manager Ryan Schumacher, The Antique Peddler, KO Roofing and Siding, and Peterbilt Truck of Des Moines.
I continued my conversation about 4-H with Mindy Kephart. And so the fair, that's the big event of the year, right?
That's one of them, yep.
One of them, there are others?
Well, we did just finish our basketball tournament, so that was a pretty big event for the kids because it's been a long winter and you kind of getting ready for spring, and it really builds on that. Either, you know, it also builds on the team making, but also the competitive nature of 4-H, where everybody's there to have a really good time, but ultimately we do have winners, and so it's really good to see the kids interact with everybody throughout the county as opposed to just their one group. So
is the purpose of the fair, then, to go back to the fair, to give the kids a chance to show off what they've done, but then also as a goal to shoot for, to so that they have to produce a product at a certain time?
Nobody actually has to participate in the fair, so it is definitely a showcase if that's what the kids want to do. You know, look at how hard I've worked with my hog, you know, all winter, all spring to get it to where it is now. But, you know, if it is a project that it takes you 3 years to complete for, like, a static project, you know, at the Dyer Hudson building, you can bring in those steps and say, you know, this year my goal was to find all of the parts for this tractor that I'm restoring, and here's how I went about doing it. And you can showcase that and have a judge walk through, you know, your process of doing that. And the next year, you know, you can go through and say, you know, here's what I did with this tractor to get it put back together, even if you're not completed, and, you know, show what your goal was, show how you worked towards it, and bring that to the fair. So it's nothing that, you know, you have to complete a project in 1 year to bring it to the fair. It could be an ongoing process, which is kind of nice.
And is there feedback on projects as they progress?
If they do it from year to year like that, absolutely. And what's great is a lot of the leaders either have some area of expertise, or again, if they don't specifically know about that project area, we can always find somebody that does if they want, you know, help or guidance throughout as they're working on their projects.
Now, are there different chapters or just different groups or clubs? How do you organize 4-H in the county?
Originally, when it started out, it was almost kind of like, you know, your regional area. If you lived on the west side of town, chances are you were going to be a white-breast beaver, the west side of Knoxville, you know. And if you were in Melcher, you were probably in one of the Melcher clubs. But anymore, it's almost kind of like, you know, either where your friend's at or which club you really fit into best. One of the clubs down in Melcher, they're a really great example because their core base are kids from Melcher and Dallas, but they have families from Pella and they have families from Melcher and they have families that originally would have been in like the Twin Cedars group. So it's just kind of where they feel like they really fit into that group. We also have a shooting sports club, which most of the kids that are in shooting sports belong to another just regular 4-H club, but you know, if you're really, really interested in learning how to shoot and how to do it the right way and the safe way, it's a great club to join because our leaders there have a lot of expertise in that area.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture in Marion County is brought to you in part by McCall Monument, Two Rivers Cooperative, Hewitt Service Center, The Linden House, McElveen Lumber, and Steenhook Appraisals. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click Radio Plus, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Williamson HVAC Plumbing and Electrical, Pella Precast Products, Jersey Freeze, H&S Feed and Country Store, 3M, Tri-County Vet Clinic, HCI Care Services, formerly Hospice of Central Iowa, and RJ Performance.
I continued my conversation about 4-H with Mindy Kephart. Do you keep track of 4-H alumni, people that have progressed through the program that are now leaders in our community?
We do. It's kind of fun. And Dale clearly does a better job than I do. You know, he'll find something and go, oh, you know, this person's a 4-H, you know, former 4-H-er. One of the people on the sheriff's department, he just saw. He goes, oh, look, this is a 4-H alumni member. And what's kind of fun is we just had our basketball tournament, and we expanded it to just people involved, adults involved in 4-H, but it's kind of a 4-H alumni free throw contest. So it's kind of fun to see the, you know, the people that still have the ties to 4-H able to participate. And next year they would really, really like to do a basketball game again for alumni members or, you know, adults that are still involved in 4-H. So
do we have people of significant note that were 4-H members at one time? Anybody that was famous?
Terry Branstead was a former 4-H'er. There's a whole list here. Faith Hill, Johnny Cash, Roy Rogers, so little notable people there. Johnny Carson, he was a 4-H member. Pat Nixon, Al Gore, Reggie White, Jerry Huckabee. Just lots and lots of people, lots of people who did a lot of great things. So
4-H has shaped the lives of countless Americans.
And I'm sure anybody who was in 4-H at one point in time could tell you, you know, that it was an important part of their life growing up. And a lot of people, you know, continue on with, if it was an important part of their life when they were growing up, they stay involved and you know, want to either A, help kids that they don't know in 4-H, or especially parents who have kids, want them to have the same great experiences in 4-H that they did when they were younger. So it really does help shape lives, and, you know, it creates bonds that you're going to have for the rest of your life and ties, and it gives you the skill set and to want to do more and to know other people and how to use your skills.
When I go to the fair, I am amazed by the number of kids that are participating and then the number of adults that are helping out. How does that all happen at the fair? How do you make the fair work?
It's definitely a big process. And this will be my first fair as the CYC. Last year I was kind of brought in before the fair to kind of help me figure things out. But it definitely helps to have the adult support, the volunteer support that Marion County has. They're phenomenal. Anything that I need help doing, you just ask and somebody's there, always willing to help, to lend a hand. But the parent involvement, as you pointed out earlier, it's great. The parents, you know, have to be willing to help the kids, you know, even if it's as little as transporting them to the fair to show their static projects at Dyer Hudson. But it takes a lot of planning to go. It takes a lot of planning on everybody's part to get to the fair. You know, you have to know which animals you're going to show, and you have to ID them early. And if they're market animals, you have to weigh them in before the fair. You have to, you know, make sure that you have all of the equipment that you need to show those animals when you get to the fair, you know, to prep them and to fit them for the show. We have to make sure that we have all of the judges lined up. You have to make sure that, you know, you have all of the paperwork that you need to at the fair. It's a big process.
Do you remember your first 4-H ribbon?
I don't remember my first 4-H ribbon. I do have a lot of 4-H memories, and a lot of those are fair memories. But I wouldn't say that 4-H and fair was about the winning of the ribbons and, you know, the actual end result. It was a lot more about the camaraderie and the people that you meet and just the experiences that you have, as opposed to, you know, the end result, here's my ribbon. For me, that was the good part about 4-H, the friends that you made.
So it's the process, I think, what you learn along the way.
Yeah, it's more the process, not so much the end result of here's the one thing that I got. It's the process for sure.
Thanks to Mindy Kephart for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.